There was an interesting statistic or account that was once taken in the following manner. An elderly grandfather once died and he wrote a will to his grandchildren. And the will went as follows. You have a choice from the following two options. Option number one, Simcha. Option number one, I'll give you $1 million inheritance now, cash. Option number two, I will give you every penny, a penny every single day for a month. But this penny every day will double in value. Which option would you like? Most people, when they were asked this question, said, definitely we'll take number one, $1 million, cash, no, off we go. If a person is clever, what he will do is, for a very long time. So if a person is clever, he'll realize that his money will be a penny, which will then be two, which will then be four, which will then be eight, which will then be 16, b'chol, until it gets to who knows how much. And eventually he'll obviously gain a lot more when he does it that way. Which means, yeah, in the beginning you don't get the lump sum of $1 million. But you do eventually get a lot more. Why am I telling you this? There's a famous maisa, I'm sure everybody in this room already heard. Tremendous maisa, this one. We can say this about many things, but I think it applies over here in an unbelievable way. Everybody knows that the stipler, right, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's father, the stipler Zatzal from Bnei Brak, was actually once in the Russian army. And when he was in the Russian army, he was given once the job to sit and guard a certain place for a certain amount of time. And in Russia, you can imagine the conditions, the freezing cold winters, the ice that was there literally on their fingers, how was that cold? And he was given the job to protect a certain place. He had to stay guarding a certain place, otherwise his life was going to be in danger. It was freezing cold, it was the middle of winter in Russia, and there was only one problem. His coat, his nice, good, thick, fur coat that would keep him warm, that would keep him alive in a cold winter in Russia, was hanging on the local tree. On Shabbos. And he was right next to him. And he could so simply just remove the coat and place it on him, and it would keep him warm. But as we know, there's an Isser on Shabbos for a person. Again, we're not going into the reasons how and why, whatever it may be, it's not Negeya. That there's an Isser for a person to use a tree on Shabbos. And therefore he held it was also to remove the coat. Now Rabbi Isai, I don't have to tell you, there is no question in our minds that by staying an entire night without a coat in the Russian winter, he was going to die. There's probably no way. And he knew that himself. It was bikuach nefesh. There's no shayla in the world, right? Bikuach nefesh. Bikuach nefesh. It must be mutter, right? So what did he say? Simcha. You know what he said? He said, I can't manage the whole night. No way. No way. But you know what I can manage? 5 minutes. 5 minutes I can manage. 5 minutes I can wait, right? At the end of 5 minutes, he said, another 5 minutes I can wait. And then eventually it went that way until it passed the entire night without having to do an Issa on Shabbos, and he managed to stay alive, having not and broke the halacha. Rabbi Sai, this is a tremendous story. What is this teaching us? You know, and we'll start with, you know, before we get to tonight's Ikka topic. A bocher comes to yeshiva, he opens up the Gemara, he opens up the Sechtos Psochim, Sechtos Makkas, and he says, what, are you crazy? What's it going to do with me? Well, I'm going to finish this whole Masechta. I can finish this whole Tosfos. No way. But you know what I can do? I can do a little bit. I can do 3 pages. I can do 5 lines of Tosfos. Simcha, if a person does it in that way, If a person does it in that way, then he can conquer a tremendous amount more than he actually realizes. This advice is absolutely vital. Everybody here, Baruch Hashem, we're holding now Parshas Noach. We just had a beautiful Simchas Torah. Everybody here wants to know and finish the whole Torah. There's no question about it. There's nobody in this room that can stand up right now and tell me, I'm not interested. Nobody. I don't believe it. Everybody wants to finish the whole Torah. The problem is, if you look at it and you say, huh, me, the whole Torah, it's for Chaim Kanievsky, it's for the Gedalim. What's it going to do with me? How can I do it? The answer is Rabbi Isai. Chazal gave us a way that enables every person to finish the whole Torah every single year. Yeah? Very simple. Very, very simple. This is the halacha of Shnai Mikra, the Echad. A tremendous, tremendous mitzvah that a lot of people, A, don't even know exists. B, don't even know the halachas of it. Just like every mitzvah, like we discussed, for example, last month, about Lulav and Esrog. So we know there's halachas of a Lulav, and halachas of Esrog, and Adassim, and Arobos, and Mechulei. So there's a halachas of Shnai Mikra, Echad Targum. Not only that, Rabbi Yisai, says the Gemara in Brachas Tav, Chesam and Aleph, almost, says the Gemara in Brachas Tav Ches, Le'olam, what's that? Five books of Moses. We'll get there. Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to quote you the Lashon of the Gemara in Brachas, Le'olam Yashlim Odom Parash Yosef Matzibo Shnai Mikra Echad Targum. Right? What does it mean in a tzibur? That means you've got to finish it together with the tzibur. Now, everybody said, we're holding now Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach, we're holding right now, Tuesday night. That means you still have a chance to do Noach, and you can even catch up Bereishis. Every single week is enough time, and we'll explain how to makayim this halacha in different mahalchim in the poskim. But every single week is enough time for a person to finish a parasha. When he finishes the parasha, he moves on to the next one, until eventually comes Simchas Torah, and he's making a siyum, he's making a simcha on finishing the entire Torah. Says Aruch HaShulchan, we have no idea why this was instituted. Comes along the Levush and says, Pashat. You know why? Because we want people to be a baki in Torah. To be a baki in Torah, right? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's that? What? Moshe Rabbeinu was masaking this mitzvah, and it's not any mitzvah, but he said the way the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Seman, Reish Pei Hei, brings it down, it's not a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. That means, Rabbi said, let's translate this in English. There is an obligation of every single person to finish the whole every single parasha every single week, right? Says the Gemara, that day we'll get to in a minute what the halacha is. Says the Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches, what is the schar? Eli, what's the schar for a person that does it? Says the Gemara, Marich and Yomer Vishnaisav, you get a long life. Say the Mepharshim, what means a long life? Because the person will say, I'm busy, I need to learn, I need to do other things, I've got all sorts of things I need to do. Says Chazal, no, that if a person does Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, he does this mitzvah, he will be granted extra time on this world in order to live longer life. So it's what we call, if you want to say, a skula. It's a skula for a long life if a person is mekayim this wonderful mitzvah and this wonderful halacha again. Avada the Gemara says, La'olam! The Shulchan Aruch passes the halacha zun reish behenu chayim. Have a look in Oyin Chelik Gimel. That it's a chiyuv gomel. It's an obligation of every single person to do this halacha. Says the Rosh. Rosh, what do you say? What are the Rishonim? Zog the Rosh. Have a kikura eshema. It's so chashuv. It's so important. It's like reading Shema. And everybody knows, Shema is one of the ikur of our whole day. It's Kabbalah, it's Omal Chashamayim, it's a tremendous thing. And says the Rosh, that Shnai Mikav Echad Targum is like reading Shema. Everybody knows what the Rosh HaTevis of Bereishis are. Yitaknu Rabbonon Shnai Mikra Echad Targum, Rosh HaTevis Bereishis. There's also, there's others we can get into right now, which we're not going to get into now, of the Rosh HaTevis of Shemois, and all sorts of things that we'll talk about another time. Says the Chinuch in the Hakdamah again. Chazal will masak in this. Why? For a person to know Torah. So Chazal are telling us very simple. If a person wants to learn Torah, here we are, Rabbi Yisrael, Parashas Noach. You've got yourself now, command a year, till the next Simchas Torah. Every single person in this room will start this halacha, will start this obligation. Yeah? Not a midas chassid, it's not a nice thing to do, not a chum, it's an obligation. Then he will make a sim on Simchas Torah, on the Ganze Torah. It's an unbelievable thing. It's mamash an unbelievable thing. Okay. Says the Lechem Chamuda, it's very interesting. You ever wondered why in the Bima we have three people sitting, standing over there? You got one guy who's there, why? He's getting the aliyah, he's making the bracha. Another guy who's making sure that that there's no mistakes being made. And there's the third guy, that's the translator. Right? Says the Lechem Chamuda, that's why they were masakin Shnai Mikra, the Echad Targum. He used to translate it, as he used to do. The person who wrote, who had the aliyah used to actually say it. And then he started a translator for them to understand what they actually meant. So what we have nowadays is, we have Shnayim Mikra, twice the Pasuk, right Eli? And once Targum, to explain it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan an unbelievable statement! When the Rabbeinu Shalom taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, how did he do it? Eli? He said it to himself twice, like quietly, so to speak. And then once again over to Moshe Rabbeinu. So three times altogether. That's why we say each pasuk twice, and also the Targum as the third one. Right? And that's the Messer, what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He also says it symbolizes the three times that the Torah was said, as we know, once in the Oil Moed, once in Har Sinai, once in Arvus Moed. Well, the kids said there were three different times that the Torah was actually said in Klal Yisrael, and that's the reason. There was a certain big tzaddik that once came to yeshiva. He went over to the Rosh Yeshiva and he said, this yeshiva is lacking bochrim with Yiras Shamayim. He was shocked. He was like, what do you mean? This is a good yeshiva. We got to Valdika bochrim. He said, because all very good learning and they're all mamish taking away. But they're not being mekayim, the mitzvah, shnayim, mikad, echad, targum, just felt in Yiras Shamayim. And he checked it out, the Rosh Yeshiva, stuck it true, and he was mapped on all the bochum to make sure to do it. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, in Igris Moshe, Nerech Chaim Chedikain, he says, that a person can say, oh, I'm busy, I'm learning all day, I've got my sedarim, Aval Pikein says, Rav Moshe, there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation on every person to finish the parasha every single day. Okay, so let's go now with the halachas, because again, it's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. It's a chaval that a certain mitzvah seem to get like pushed off to the side. We're busy with sukkah, we're busy with lulav and esrog, we're busy with Shabbos. What about this wonderful chiyuv of shnayim mikra v'targum? Let's spend a few minutes of our time to try and figure out what exactly the halachas, how to mekayim this mitzvah in the best possible oifen. Rabbeisai. Okay. Number one, says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pechein, that the halacha is that you have to finish it before the tzibur, right? At least lechatzchila, as I state in the Gemara, you're supposed to be mashlim with the tzibur, and therefore you have to finish it together with the tzibur. Now that means they're supposed to be finishing it before the tzibur. When do you start? When is the first available time? When Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos. Shabbos morning. We'll get to B'dieved, what happens if we didn't manage. Now, when is the first time you're allowed to start doing Shnayim Mikra? So the Shulchan Aruch says, by Shabbos Mincha. Why? Because that's the first time we start reading it in public, and therefore from then onwards you can already start doing the parasha. Right? When is the best time? So there's a big shail in Arizal, there's a shtickle steers in Arizal, Ayin Shari Tshuva in different places, but the Maisa Yesh Omin before Chatzos, in other words, Erev Shabbos before Chatzos, the Yesh Omin, Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos. So shtickle machleik is what we do over there. Now, the Magen Avraham means a Shlach Kodesh that said that he used to do it after he cut his nails before the mikvah. That's when he did it. As I state, Magen Avraham Hashem the Shlach. The Chazan Ish wants the Taina, not so posh at how, that it could be the best time to do it is before the Seuda on Shabbos morning. Okay, we'll get to different things like this. Now, came along the Vilna Gaon with a genius idea. Said the Vilna Gaon, what I do is Mr. Rubin did an alacha that he split up the sedra into different sections. Right, we'll see what different sections mean in a minute. We split it up into different sections, and every single day we do a different section. That way, it makes it easier. I know, for example, I have a chavrusa, for example, that sits every single Friday morning with his tefillin on after shachar, and he does the entire parasha. Shnayim mikavecha daragum. That's very good. The kafchaim brings it down already with the tefillin, whatever. I'm not going to get into it. But for some people, it's a long time to sit there and do the whole parasha, especially now. Bereishis, Noach, some of them are long parashas with a lot of interesting things. You want to spend a bit of time on it, look at the English, understand it, whatever. So lemaisa, we've got a Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says to split it up into different sections and do a section each day. So there's a big mistake. Tremendous mistake people make. What is that? They say, you're not going to do. I'm going to do on Sunday till Shani, on Monday till Slishi, on Tuesday till Ravi, or whatever it is, and split it up that way. Because that way you basically have one sort of, you know, parasha per day. And that way by Friday Shabbos, you're basically sorted. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and says, ah, what are you talking about? Where did these things come from? Shani Slishi. And they did it in a second in order when they read it, but there's somewhere for them to stop, make avsakim, all these different other reasons. Oh, but there's no halachic meaning to them. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you know what it means? It means a pay or a samach. Right? A proper ending, a halachic ending of a paragraph. That's what we stop at. Right? Yes, every chumash, every chumash has one. Either one. David. Gavaldik, that's what I wanted. Let me get back to Rabbi Shai. There's a medrash, but we'll do two questions after. I'll show you after this exact different examples. There's a medrash. The medrash brought down in Tosfos, right over there in Brachos, over there in Daf Ches. Says Tosfos, b'shem the medrash. There's three things that Rebbe said to his kids to be careful. One of them, before he died, was don't eat Shabbos Seuda before you do Shnayim Mikavecha Targum. Which eat Shabbos Seuda did it mean? So I have different rayas we're going to get into now from the Shulchan Aruch. Very good. It means no, Shabbos Day. In other words, don't go. I know personally people in Shul who will not go home. They'll probably sit there after davening, making sure they finished off the Gantz and Seder before they go home to home and eat. Busy Eved, if a person did not manage to do it by Shabbos, when is he allowed to do it till?
Till Tuesday night.
Till Tuesday. Why? Like Abdullah. Right? Like Abdullah. As I've been the Mishnah in Sikh Katan. Till Tuesday. The Shulchan Aruch brings it like, yeah.
Because
it's a Wednesday. You want to call it Wednesday? We'll call it Wednesday. In other words, like Abdullah. Next. And if you miss that,
where have you got till?
Simchas Torah.
What?
All the way till Simchas Torah.
You
want to do the entire Torah? In Bayah. To be the Eved. You're not a Lechatchila Jew. Okay, let's move on.
Well,
I can't, let's move on. We have so much halacha to do. I said the answers. I'll show you examples. I can't do it now. Rabbi said, let's continue. Lechatchila, Rabbi said, that you have the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Mishabur brings it that a person should be makbid not to make a hefsek. You shouldn't speak in between Shnayim Mikavecha Targum. Mr. Aruch Shulchan goes wild. He said, "What's going on with me? Is there a bracha? There's no bracha. Remember, there's no hefsek." So again, to in the middle of Shnayim Mikra to stop, start speaking, you should not do. What's that? To stop speak in the middle of Shnayim Mikra, you should not do. If the reason that you have to speak comes up, you are allowed to do it. Now, Rabbi said, very important. There are three different methods for a person to do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Let's start number one, Rabbi said. Let's start number one. Shari Tshuva brings it, B'Shem Darizal, and this was the minig of the Chofetz Chaim himself. How did he do it? He read every single posuk twice, and then read the Targum on it. That's what really the Elia Rabba brings, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, and that was the meaning of the Chofetz Chaim. Yeah. Yes, Unklus. We'll get to Rashi in a minute. Two times the Pasuk, Unklus. Two times the Pasuk, Unklus. There are certain Chamoshim that they actually printed now that you've already got that in front of you.
We
took him twice, Unklus. Apparently I have him in Yeshiva. Right? Yes, that's the way to do it. Next reason, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Magen Avraham, b'shem the Shulchan Aruch. You read the entire. Let's get to the halachas. Let's get to the halachas. Says the again. Everybody said the Mogen Avraham Mishneh Mishloach Kodesh. It's a Maisa. You read every single paragraph. That means you read a pei or a samach all the way twice, and then you read the Targum. Not every posuk twice in the Targum. Every paragraph twice. And then the Targum. That's the Mogen Avraham. And then there's an Oruch HaShulchan. This is the meaning of the stipler, was to read the entire parasha from beginning to end, all the way from the beginning to the end twice, and then it would say the Targum. Now, Lemaisa, some of the poskim want to say you should never say Targum Unklus in the middle of the twice. In other words, don't say posuk Targum Unklus posuk, because it could be after you said the Unklus you're already going to be Yotza. The Chazan Ish said no way. Said the Chazan Ish, my ridiculous statement. Once you read the Targum, you understand the Pasuk better. So the Meili said, I read the Pasuk once, then I read the Targum, then I read the Pasuk again, I understand it better. Right? So again, we'll have to say in a minute what we do with Rashi and everything like that. Now, what about the Trop? Right? The Sefer Hayira from Rabbi Yonah said that if a person knows how to line, he knows how to lane with the Trop, with the tune that they do in Shul, Lechatchila, it's a wonderful thing for a person to do that as well, because again, these things were given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. And if a trop was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a wonderful choshev thing. This is also something people don't know. It's not Asrei Yoshrei Neisachor! You don't rattle it off! You've got to understand what you're saying. The Chofetz Chaim, is saying over about the Chofetz Chaim, when he got to a happy part, he was happy with Simcha. When he got to something that wasn't so Gishmak for Kali Yisrael, he was a bit upset. He understood it, he read it, he lived it! So Meilu Rabbi said, when you do Shnai Mikra, it's G'day. If you only understand the English, look at the English at the same time, understand what you're reading. It could be, according to some poskim, that if you don't understand what you're reading, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. You weren't Yotze your obligation. Move on weiter. Targum. There's a lot of Targum, especially look at the new Chumashim. There's a lot of different Targums. There's a lot of different Targums that are available. Have a, right? But we do Targum Unklus, right? Because not only does he translate the Pasuk, but he actually explains each Pasuk. Now, comes along the Beis Yosef and says, what about Rashi? Says the Beis Yosef, excuse me, most people understand Rashi a lot more than Unklus. Because Rashi brings Medrashim, he brings Chazal, he brings Gemara, and it's Geshmak. Comes along the Beis Yosef and says, hold on a minute! But Unklus was given on Har Sinai. There's a mailer of Unklus, Targum Unklus, was given on Har Sinai. Mimela, there's a mailer to Targum Unklus over Rashi. What do we do? Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, Eli Hafni listening, that a Yerush Amayim does. Manaf Gemini was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. Sorry? No, not in the same way. Not in the same way. Oh. Rabbi Sai. Says the Shulchan Aruch. A Yerushalayim should do both. You should do both Targum Unklus and also Rashi.
And Rambam.
The halacha doesn't say that. Now Rabbi Sai. The Mishnah Berurah passes this way that it's about a good for a person if he can to do Targum, Unklus, and also Rashi. Someone once came to the Beis Halevi, right? The Beis Halevi, everybody knows, right? The Beis Halevi, Brisk! And he said, Beis Halevi, you're very, very machmeh. You're very, very machmeh. Very machmeh, everything you say, everything is a chumrah. He said, I've got a few colours. I'll tell you one of my colours. Said the in Shulchan Aruch that a Yerushalayim has to do both Unklus and also Rashi. Said the Beis Halevi, here I'm very mekel. Here I allow even for someone who's not a Yerushalayim to do it. So the main, if a person should do that again, if he only understands Rashi not Targum, there's definitely a Maila. He should do Rashi over Targum if he only has time for one. Some say only do Targum, some say only do Rashi. If you only understand Rashi, you are allowed to only do Rashi. Now we're going back to Rabbi Sai. In order to do Rashi and Targum, it's not enough to look at the words. You've got to actually say the words. It's important to speak it out. Again, Rabbi said these are mitzvahs. Very, very kedai. Haftorah. Are you mechuyev to do Shnei Mikra on the Torah? Lemaisa la'alocha the Ramah says we don't do it. Some people have a meaning that the Makor of the Trumas Adeshen. Lemaisa Rabbi Yashiv said that the meaning is that we don't do the Haftarah. Also the Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to a Kriya of Yontov, we do not do Shnayim Mikra when it comes to Yontov. There is a Machlokes I'm not going to get into now. Machlokes we're showing him, what do you do if a Pasuk does not have Targum Unklus? A lot of Pasuk can hold, as I've stated extensively already, that you read the Pasuk 3 times. Next. Last couple of things, Rabbi Yisai. Mamash, the last couple of things. How about learning? This is very shirik shayla. Something that could call me up with the shavolim shayla. Are you allowed to do shnayim mikra at night? And it's a general question. Are you allowed to learn Torah shebichsav at night? What's the shayla? What's the shayla? Very shirik shayla. So there's a behetiv. The behetiv in the Islamic Ches says as follows. It's brought down in Chazal that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him Mikra, taught him Psukim, he knew it was day. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him Gemaras, Tosha Bal Peh, then he knew it was night. From that Medrash, from that Chazal, a lot of poskim want to say that in Maisi, you see from there that it's osur for a person to learn Torah Shebichsav at night. That's why a lot of people are makpid not to learn Shnayim Mikra at night. There's a Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is mashma that it's Beseder Gomor. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, even those that are machmir not to do it at night, there's definitely, it's only a din lechatchil. It's not osa. Osa it's not. It's a preferable not to. If a person is stuck, for example, he hasn't got much concentration, he's tired, he knows he can do Shnayim Mikra, I'm always making he can do Shnayim Mikra. Or for example, a person is stuck for time, it's Thursday night already, he needs to catch up, he can also be. It's not osa gomo, it's just preferred that a person doesn't do it. There's a Lakuti Ma'arich that explains why you shouldn't learn Torah Shebichsav at night, and he says a very interesting reason. He says Torah Shebichsav is din, Torah Shebalpeh is chesed, Laila is Isman din. So we want to come along during night and do Torah Shebalpeh, which is chesed, in order to sweeten the din that is his man of Laila. But again, Rabbi said, this is very clear. Make this clear. If a person needs to, has to, or can't learn anything else, 100% he could do Shnai Mikra already at night. There's no question whatsoever. There's a Prima Gadim. We're not going to get into it now, all the different reasons why. There's a Marasham. It also says, Omi Midas Chassidus, Lomi Gan Baita. Leil Shabbos, Friday night, a lot of places come on Mekel Chatchila, especially that's the time, a lot of people get the time, especially now when it's an early Shabbos, this is a huge Friday night, you guys are probably enjoying the 2, 3, 4 hours you can put in after the meal, before you go to sleep, after the Gerinim, before the Gerinim, I don't know, whatever it may be, and the Maisa, a person is Mekel, you can actually learn Friday night, with Chaim Kanievsky was Mekel that way, to learn at night, and that for sure you can learn Rashi at night, there's no question about it. The Kafach Chaim says, Ashrei me that a person should try and do everything at the right time, it's kedai for a person to do things at the right time. Last thing about it, a tremendous heter. How about if a person would listen to the Baal Korah when he lines on Shabbos morning, the parasha in front of everybody? I'll listen to him and I'll be yes at one time the Sedra. Doesn't work. There are those that are Makel, the Maisa, at least B'dievet, if we're going to rom as much for B'dievet, you could be Makel, there's Yisrael, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Chai Odom, Lachatchila, it does not work. Then you're saying it. No, then you're saying it. That's cool. Of course it works. Yeah. By the way, you've got to say it along. That's a different shayla. Yeah.
So, what should
listening doesn't work. Listening doesn't work. Azoi Paskin and Mekor Chayim, Azoi Paskin and Orcha Shulchan. Saying it with his beseder. Oh, that's the next thing. That's the next thing. Listening in is not good. How about to say it? Bye say. How about to say it together with the Baal Korah? Yeah? Say it together with the Balkari, the Maisa, the Levush, the Divi Chamudos, and many other poskim held it was Lechatchila. And as I pass in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Chayyid, the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that if a person is stuck with only one time left, then what he should do is he should read it along quietly, very important. Quietly read it with Balkari, every single word, but it's got to be word for word. That means you've got to say the words at exactly the same time as the Balkari. I see many times people who are a bit behind, a bit fast, it doesn't work that way. Right? So Gemara Shoshana, we haven't got time to be Ma'irich in it, but Etzim, if a person wants to do that, he can read it along. There is a Shmur Shabbos Kechosa and others that want to tie it, only B'dievet, B'Shaz Adchak, La'locha L'Maisa, Betzim Etzim Aganavor, B'Shem B'Shlo, the Maisa you can be Mekel, you can read it together with the Parashat. What am I saying? It's a Shtigl Chaval, because it's a Hebrew Mekayim, a beautiful mitzvah there. Again, if you're stuck one last time that you haven't done the pasuk, read it along quietly together with him. You could do that. Yeah.
The Baal Korah, is that, can that count for him?
His, it could be. Could be. To shine the post can be. Yeah.
Why does English translation not count as a
Who?
Why does English translation not count as a
He's going to say the Pesukim itself. Well, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, the Maaseh Rabbeinu said, during Chazoras HaShatz, we'll see many people during Chazoras HaShatz, that means during the Chazan's repetition of Shemoneh Esra, and they're doing Shnai Mikro Be'echot Targum, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, Efshe, they're not even Yoytz of the Mitzvah. Mitzvah Bova Be'er. Learning during Chazoras HaShatz is awesome. One of the big Yoytz of Horrors that people have, right? All of a sudden, during Chazoras HaShatz, you see the biggest Masmidim come out. Throwing the rest of the time there, hanging around, doing who knows what. During Chazoras HaShatz, oh, it's been a Masmid. Open the Sefer, he's busy over there. Rabbi said, Kach Shomati! One time, from Hagoyin, Hagodol, Rabbi Israel, or Bach Shlita. Ah! He once told me that it bothers him so much. It bothers him so much, he sees Chosh of the people. Chosh of the people. During Chazoras HaShatz, and they're busy with the Sefer learning. Now's not the time! Now's the time! Chazoras HaShatz, Rabbi Yisrael Shushu Pikas, is my reaching in that Chazoras HaShatz is the time for a person to think about what the words are. To have kavon on the words. It's such a chosh of a thing that a person should let it go to waste. Yeah. That's what it used to be made for,
right.
But still
now,
you have to have kavon of it.
You
still. No, yeah, but you've got to listen. If you don't listen, it's a problem. Up on Pekin, the Mishnah Brewer says it could be that you're not even going to think of your spin in Jokhaz or Sashatz. I'm not going to answer that the Hasidim that do it, let me go and bite them. The last thing Rabbi said, he asked once from Chaik and he asked the following Shaila. Very often, you get to a Pasuk, you start doing Shlaim Mikra and you're like, hey, yesterday, did I do yesterday's portion? Or did I not do it? Do I have to go and redo it all over again? So the Meister, he wanted a tie up that you can redo it and it's okay even if it's not in the right order. And even if you're reading it not in the right order, it's bad going to be Beseder. Rabbi Yisai, Ad Kan, or most of the most Shkiach halachas that a person has to know, let's realize for a minute, Michal, that we're dealing over here not a Midas Chassidus, Michal, not a Chumrah. This is a halacha, a chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch for every Jewish person to do. Just like there's a chiyuv to listen to the Megillah on Purim, nobody would dream of missing it. Then the Mela, there's the same chiyuv over here, maybe it's not Ad Kedei Kach, not Mishum Nisa, whatever, of a person finishing the parasha. And Rabbi Yisai, if a person does this, he can mekayim, he can make a seim, he can make a simcha, and simcha has Torah next year. We're holding Noya. Mamish, you're holding the beginning now. Now that's why Dafka spoke about this now. Because the person can chop it in. And mainly when it comes next year to simcha's Torah, a person can chop the entire Torah. He's a bokis of the Levush. That's the pshat why they made this. That's why they made this. One last thing. They made this in order for a person to be a bokis in Torah. And if a person every single week would spend a few minutes, it's all a day simcha, a couple of minutes, and do the parasha, my music. Then every single day, a little bit more, a little bit more, then at the end of the year, he's got more than that $1 million at the guy who wanted to take it at the beginning. Because every day it adds up and adds up, and I finish Rabbi Yisrael, one more last thing. Everybody knows the famous Maisa, and Mavati Rabbi Yisrael, we spoke about this a different time, maybe Shavuos we spoke about it, I don't remember. Rabbi Isaac Chariv said, there was a famous Maisa, the certain Rosh Yeshiva, I think it was him himself that wanted to look for a shidduch for his daughter. So he went to the local, one of the big yeshivas that they had. And he said to the yeshiva, I want the best bocher in this yeshiva. So can you imagine? He said, I've got so many of them. They're all the best bocher. Oh, as our Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, it's like a statement. So he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pose a question. Whoever answers the question will be marrying my daughter. So you can imagine what happened. He said the question to Mr. Medrash. The Oilam was flying backwards and forwards, and he said, listen, I'm staying in a certain place. Come to my house, and who has an answer? There was a line going all the way out the building with all the Bochum that were desperate to make a shidduch. No, no, then you'll come out and I'll figure it out. Kasha la Maisa. And the Maisa. One of the questions, I'll tell you, answer the question. The Maisa, one after the other, nobody got the Teretz. At the end, he went to the yeshiva and said, I'm very, very sorry. Nobody got the teretz. I'm moving on to the next yeshiva. And off he went. As he was driving off, suddenly he hears a scream. Wait, wait, Rebbe, wait, wait. And he's like, oh, Baruch Hashem. Somebody has the answer. And he said, no, Bacha, you have the answer for me. He said, no, I don't have the answer. He said, well, so what do you want from me? He said, but I want to know what is the answer. I want to know what the answer is. Oh, that's the one I want for my daughter. God, you know it, you don't know it. But a mavakesh, somebody that wants, something that shows the Ribbono Shel Olam, listen, I don't know the whole Torah, but I want to know it. I want to try every single day, every single week. I'll do a few more psukim, another few parakim, another stedra, another stedra, another stedra, until eventually the Ribbono Shel Olam give you siyata d'shmaya in order to finish off all the whole Torah. Be'ez Hashem on Simchas Torah, we'll dance together once again, but this time it will be a Simchas Torah that we all finish the Torah together.